AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine here in Silicon Valley. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. Big hand clap for you. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and online streaming. Listen live. You can always listen live on that online streaming. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220. And get your questions and comments on air with me this afternoon. Of course, you can always connect with me directly on the edge at businessontheedge.biz. That is B-I-Z. And call me at 1-888-MY-SBC-30, my SBC 30, Small Business Concierge. I believe everyone is born with purpose, whatever it is, wherever you're born, wherever you're at. I believe everyone is born with purpose. I like to call it power purpose. And in my trainings, I'll say things like, no one gives you power to do anything. They give you authority to do something because they saw something in you. You have somehow proved that you are capable. I'll share a story with you. My son is a skilled illustrator and storyboard artist. He has done work for CBS, Nickelodeon, Smashbits. He's currently under consideration for an internship at a major studio. But he didn't just wake up one day and he was skilled at what he's doing. You get up every day and you go to your office or you go to your job, and you're skilled at something. You've developed the authority, the power to operate in that specific space. And I want to take you on a little journey here to help wrap your mind around your value. You have to understand that your power, your purpose is necessary. If you think that you are not necessary, you're not valued, or you're not bringing value to the planet or to the people around you or those that you connect with, that's not true. Your purpose is necessary. And if we could get our minds around that, we can focus on solving a lot of problems, a lot of things. So years ago, I did this seminar called Power Women, Power Secrets. And I shared a lot of what I'm going to share with you today here. And I wanted to find out where power originated, or the word. And there's different types of power. There's like dunamis power, right? That power that's used in gunpowder or explosions. It's a explosive type of power. But what about this origin story of power? And the origin story, as the word evolved from different Latin words, potus, P-O-T-I-S, which means able or capable, possible. And as it continued to evolve to this word that I like to use is potere, P-O-T, long E-R-E, potere, Latin word. And as it evolved into this English word, potere, what I like about potere and potus meaning able, capable, possible, potere meaning the ability to do something, power. I am able, I can do something. And then of course we have our English word power, and it could mean different things depending on how you use it, but I'm using it in the form of you have the power, the origin story of it, the power, the capability, the possibilities, able to do something with your life, period. There's so much going on in the news. There's so many horrible things happening. But if we could focus on really that purpose, that added value to your world, that added value to society, that added value to the global community, we can change the game. We can change how we impact one another. And you might be saying, Coach, I don't know what my purpose is. Power purpose. I don't know what my purpose is. And when I shared the story about my son being a skilled illustrator, he is a skilled storyboard artist. I continue to push him. My son is in his late 20s, and I still encourage him. I still encourage him, and I try to find things, find opportunities with him to enhance his abilities, enhance his network, connecting. Where can I look at his skill and say, hey, maybe you want to include this? And so we'll look for things on that. I have a really great relationship with my son. I'm so blessed to have such a powerful relationship with him. But he didn't just become a great artist. When he was born, I used to tell him things like this, and I got this from a great motivational speaker, power speaker, coach to the stars, Tim Story. And I've seen him speak so many times, and I have followed him over the years. He is what I call a book mentor or a virtual mentor. He's actually been on the show about a year or so ago. And he's a coach that is pushing you towards your dreams. He believes that you are able to achieve the greatest kind of, and what he calls an utmost living life. And so when my son was a little guy, when he was first born, I would tell him, you're a history maker and world shaker. He was just a baby. You're a history maker and world shaker. He grew up hearing that. He grew up at 5 years old, 6 years old, he was put on timeout at school. And I was told, he says, I shouldn't be on timeout. I'm a leader. I'm a history maker and world shaker. And I would introduce things into his world that he was attracted to. So he was attracted to dinosaurs. Maybe he was going to be a paleontologist. When he was 40, he said he wanted to be a paleontologist. I was like, wow, who taught you that word? That was the first thing. And he wanted to play drums and all of these different things. And if you have children, I would encourage you to let them explore. Let them explore their truth of who they're going to grow up and be. What are they going to do? What's their contribution to the world? Give them an opportunity to find that out. So we tried a lot of different things because he was interested in them. He was interested in Thomas the Tank Engines. So maybe he's going to be an engineer. But when he got a hold of drawing books, I bought him different drawing books. And I would just watch him, and I just watched to see what kept his interest. He played football, he played sports, all of these different things. Drawing is what kept him connected. And so that's what you want to do. What's in you that keeps you connected to the destiny on your life? What is it? Think about it. Are you, when I go to networking events, I don't ask the question, what do you do for a living? Everyone's asking that question. What do you do for a living? I ask, are you doing what you want to do for the rest of your life? Think about that. Are you doing what you want to do for the rest of your life? Are you fulfilling your purpose? Are you doing something that's explosive? Are you doing something that's impacting or making a difference? And that doesn't mean that you're going to be on some world stage. It means that, are you maybe the teacher you want to be in a college, university, a school, high school? What is it that you want to be? Are you doing that thing? And so that's the question, your purpose, your power, purpose, your ability to do something, the purpose that is on your life to achieve goals. Now, I believe that purpose is born, you're born with it, but you don't know what it is. You're trying to figure it out. Like with my son, I was trying to trigger something in him. There's triggers. Unfortunately, sometimes those triggers are bad experiences, they're losses. And it triggers you to start an organization, a nonprofit, because something bad happened. Moms against drugs, right? There's all of these different, but there could be other triggers. For him, it was drawing books. For you, what is it? And if you haven't tapped into your true you, and you're going to a job day to day that you're trying to figure out how you got there, you need to do a self-assessment. You need to stop and do a self-assessment. And I've created an assessment. And if you want to take the assessment to begin to do a self-survey of yourself to determine what that purpose in your life may look like, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I will send it over to you. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and says, Coach, I want to take the survey. I want to understand my purpose. I want to evaluate myself. It doesn't matter how old you are. Everyone has value and purpose, whether they're just born or whether they're 99. There's purpose for everybody. You want to take the opportunity to take that examination. I've got to go to a commercial break. More on your purpose when we come back. You're listening to Marka Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Wow, welcome back. Welcome back. Money 2.0, we're here back. Business on the Edge. We are live from AM 1220 KDOW. We're talking about you. We're talking about your purpose. We're talking about your necessity, the necessity of the planet for you to fulfill your destiny, fulfill your purpose. And that could be in the job that you are doing today. Maybe you're an administrative assistant. Maybe you're flipping burgers at In-N-Out. There is purpose and value in everything that you do in your life. If you're going to flip burgers, flip them great. I can remember when years ago I worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken when I was in high school. And I remember getting the job at Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I really wanted to make the biscuits, right? I thought it was so cool. I want to make the biscuits because they make the biscuits fresh. I don't know if you know that, but they make them fresh. And so they taught me how to make the biscuits, and they had this little silver cutout to make the biscuits, the round cutout, right? And so you could really palm it in your hand. And they would say, now, when you make the biscuits, don't flip the biscuits. Don't toss them in the air and flip them. Well, I didn't listen to that. I loved flipping biscuits. I thought it was so cool. I wanted to be excellent at, I made the biscuits and I flipped the biscuits. I really got good at both. And so you want to be excellent in your current post position. But if you're going home and you're thinking, is this all there is? Then you need to shine a spotlight on how you dig out, because it's a journey. It's like getting to your purpose and getting to your reason for breathing in and out, your reason for living it's like going on a treasure hunt and searching for the gold, that pirate's gold. You ever see the movies and the gold, the chest opens up and it's all of this gold, or you go into a cave and it's like filled with gold. It's like, hey, that's where I want to be. That's what the search is all about in you. It's that gold mine, that place in you that you can become the person that you know you're supposed to be. If you're thinking there has to be more, there has to be, it can't be just this. And if you're thinking that, it's not just this, it's not just that. And so you have to go on the journey. You have to invest in the tools. You have to invest. With my son, I had to invest $200, $250 for a snare drum, a pearl snare drum. Nice. I got him a very nice drum when he wanted to play drums. He wanted to be in the band. I said, and if you master this, I'm going to get you a whole drum kit. Well, guess what? He changed schools. There was no band. And he kind of fell off. And guess what? I gave it to someone else. I gave it to someone else's kid who could get value out of it. But we kept investing in what his future may be. And believe me, there's multiple things that you can do and learn, right? There's multiple things that we can do. But what stands out for you? What stands out that you want to get to and you can't do? Maybe it's entrepreneurship. Maybe it's like, I always wanted to start my own business, or I want to be a public speaker. I want to write and author that book, or I want to go back to school and get my degree. Maybe you didn't graduate high school. Maybe you didn't get your master's. And for women, married women with children, we often put our dreams aside, not because we don't want to live that dream. We just choose family. I chose family. I just finished my master's this year in March. 4.0 GPA. It really, and I'm glad I waited because I got to graduate 4.0 GPA. What did I do? I learned some things over the years. Now I've gotten invited into organizations that you can only get, academic organizations that you can only get invited to because of your academic, your GPA. And so there's so much more for you. So let's talk a little bit about, before we go to a commercial break, passion. Steve Jobs says, you got to have passion. You got to have passion when you're doing something. And he's not wrong. He's not wrong. Passion comes from, the English word passion comes from a word, and it's kind of long, so Proto-Indo-European. Proto-Indo-European. Patino. Patno. To submit, suffer, endure. Passion, allow. Endure, you suffer. Steve Jobs almost lost Apple. Bill Gates bailed him out financially. And then he's kicked out of his company. Company asks him back, passion, enduring difficult things, passion. Are you passionate about what you're enduring today? Are you passionate about the area that your discipline, career discipline is in? Think about that while we go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Love it. Welcome back. Welcome back. Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are back. And we are all over you. Exciting times. We are talking about purpose, your purpose, your passion, your potential. Remember, I started this out with saying, no one gives you power, they give you authority. And let me explain what I mean by that. And I'll use my son again. He's done some projects for CBS, Nickelodeon, but they didn't just contact him and says, hey, I don't know if you are a storyboard artist or not, but we'd like you to do some work for us. It's not that, right? That's not how it happens. And you can apply, you ever apply for a position or a job and you didn't get it, and you knew in the back of your mind you really wasn't qualified. You thought you could just kind of tap dance your way through an interview and maybe pull it off. Or you pulled it off and got into the position and later was fired because the organization learned that you didn't have what you said you had. Authority comes from a revelation that organization has determined that you created, developed, skill, the ability to do something, criteria, the ability to do something in your life that's relevant, and they need to buy it from you. They need to buy that skill from you. They need to purchase your time. And that could be as a contractor, that could be as an employee, but they need to give you authority in their organization for you to function, for you to operate. So when I say no one gives you power, because that's the secret sauce, that's the thing that you develop in your life to tell someone else in your resume, maybe in your book or maybe in an interview, that I am a master at this. I am disciplined in this. I have the skill. And you ought to hire me because I'm just that good. And you're competing against all of these other candidates. For that organization to hire someone in that position, in that VP position, in that director's position. You ever have someone or you see someone give someone authority that you knew in your organization were not qualified? We see a lot of this in nepotism, right? Nepotism isn't just your family, bringing your family in. It could be friends, relationships, and they're just not qualified. And you're frustrated because you know that you've worked your tail off in the company. You should have gotten the promotion. You should have gotten the opportunity, but they gave it to their whoever. Friend, family, and they just totally bombed. I've had that happen to me. It's so funny. And you know what I did? I just made them look good. I would do my job. I would do my job. I was sitting in a meeting at this big arena. And I'm sitting around decision makers, and I go with who was named in this other organization as a senior producer. Not qualified, not media is a strong part of my background, if you don't know. And I'm sitting in the meeting with decision makers at a huge arena. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you what happened. Let me go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. Don't go away.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show, my favorite segment, because it is all about the small business, advancing you, getting you to the next level. And if you're just tuning into the show or you've been listening to the show about purpose today, your purpose, you could be an entrepreneur, all of it, wherever your discipline is at, this is for you today. This is pretty for you today. And I want you to get something out of this. It's so, so, so awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And you're probably wondering my story. Coming out of the break or going into the break, I was sharing a story about nepotism and being in a meeting surrounded by leaders at a major arena for talking about a major event. And my senior producer, when his opportunity came to talk, I wasn't sure why I was there. I went along, they asked me to go, and I'm like, sure, sure, I'll go. And he says, Margaret's a producer. Margaret's, and I was like, oh, okay, now I know why I'm here. And so I just pivoted. I can pivot on a dime, Jack. You give me a key, I'm a key person. And if you give me information and I can connect the dots and I've got a key, I will pivot that same day. So I just pivoted and no one was the wiser. And I made sure he looked good. Couldn't do his job worth anything, but he looked good. Sometimes if you're in that situation, do your job. Make them look good. Your turn will come. And it may not be at that organization. You may leave, but do your job. Fulfill your purpose there. And so that was some funny stuff. And I know you've all had something there, potential. If you are an aspiring entrepreneur, it's been percolating in you. I want you to download this show. We're going to upload it to our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. And businessontheedge.biz. And I want you to listen to it again and again and get yourself moving. It's not enough to do the assessment. Email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz and I will send you the assessment that I've created to help you figure out your purpose. It is an opportunity for you to begin the work, for you to begin digging. It's absolutely free. I'm going to give it to you, but you've got to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere. And if you are an aspiring entrepreneur, email me for that same document and for aspiring entrepreneurs, and let me know that you're an aspiring entrepreneur because it's slightly modified to help you assess what you won't do. Sometimes people go into business and are doing things that because they saw someone else do it. No, you have to tie into your purpose. You have to tie into whatever that trigger is. My son, I kept trying things to see what was going to be triggered, what was going to wake up whatever was in him. And like I said in my first segment, unfortunately, sometimes that trigger might be loss, tragedy. And you start that nonprofit. And that's not how we want to start things, but it's purpose nonetheless. Potential. Potential is another one of my power words, power purpose, your power purpose. Whether you're starting a business, whether it's your professional world. And the English, I like the English definition. A short definition. There's many definitions here, but the short definition that I really like the most is potential. It means being potent. Being potent. That blows my mind. You want to be potent. Don't you want to be so potent? So the experience with you, people want to connect to you. You have too many job offers and you can't decide on which one to choose because you're so potent. They got to have you on your team. And so those in authority give you authority to function because you developed that potential in your life. The potency that's in your life. Remember when Mike Tyson was boxing, Iron Mike Tyson, we didn't think he could ever be defeated. Iron Mike Tyson. Michael Jordan takes the shots. Air Jordan flying through the air. took basketball to a whole nother level. High school was cut from the team, and he just knew that there was something in him that he needed to fly. He needed to fly. Michael Jordan, come on. He needed to fly. You need to fly. I love it. We'll come back in just a moment. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Come back.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're at the bottom of our hour. Here we go. We're going to wrap it up, and we're going to wrap it up strong. If you're just tuning in, all I can say is go to our website and listen to it from start to finish. You will not be disappointed. If you want to shift, if you want to power shift, if you want to change, if you want to examine yourself, examine your purpose and potential, and maybe you know what that purpose is, and you're not really sure how to make that shift, how to go from where you're at to get to where you want to go. Email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I can help you with that. I can coach you through that. What we haven't talked about, I'm going to leave you with this word and maybe one other. I don't know if I'm going to have enough time to share it, but authority. I said, no one gives you power. They give you authority. Authority. The English definition of authority: a person accepted as a source of reliable information on a subject. Authority. Authority. Remember, I said, no one gives you power. I'm going to say it again. I've said it so many times in the show. No one gives you power. They give you authority because they recognize that you developed that word power, the Latin origin of it, potere, able or ability to do something. You developed it. You went to school. You did the work. You honed your skill. And the person in authority gives you authority to operate within their organization because you have reliable information on the subject. Now, what's interesting about this is that if you are in any discipline, let's just use a doctor. They're easy. Maybe you're a brain surgeon. Maybe you're a brain surgeon. And you go on vacation, and maybe you're a Stanford brain surgery doctor. And you're bored. And so you go into the emergency room where you're vacationing and some other state or country and try to operate, they're going to lock you up. They're going to kick you out. They're going to like, what is wrong with this guy? I'm a doctor. I'm a surgeon in Silicon Valley, Stanford. They're like, we don't care. You don't have authority to operate here. So power can go with you. What you've developed in your life can travel with you, right? It can travel to Europe. It can travel to anywhere with you, but you don't have the permissions, the authority to operate anywhere. You have authority to operate at the organization or in the organization that has hired you, that has brought you in, to do the work that you do. So before I'm out of here today, I want you to take some actions. I want you to take some actions. I don't want you to just listen to my radio show and like, hey, that was a great radio show. I was so pumped up. Take action. You can be doing the same thing 5 years from now because you didn't take action. You don't take action. I have someone who I gave them an opportunity 2 years ago, maybe a little longer because we've been in the pandemic. So let's say 4 years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago, and they regret that they did not take the action. Email me on the edge at businessontheedge.biz and get that self-assessment and let's crack the code. Let's find out what's percolating, what triggers that can awaken what's in you. Email me. And if you are an aspiring entrepreneur, I want you to go out to my website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, and get a free membership. We're going to help you with your next level and your purpose. I've got to get out of here. They're pushing me out of the show. Email me on the edge at businessontheedge.biz. Get that assessment. We are AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.